Catching up now with David Aiken, 2 days out from the Victorian Cup. Firstly, hello, Aikes.
Yeah, how are you, Paul?
I'm well, mate. A lot of people will be wondering, quickly, how are you travelling?
Yeah, going really good. Actually, I'm having my first drive back at Shep tonight, so pretty excited about that.
Pretty excited. I bet you. I actually saw the veteran drivers list coming up at Bendigo. I think it's on November 4th, one of those other things I've got to promote. Second reserve, I see, too. I don't know if you know that. That must be a bit of a worry. You're getting into the veteran status.
Yeah, no. I'm 63 now, so yeah. Second reserve, though. I thought I'd get a run for sure.
I think Chris Lang's first reserve, so...
That's okay. Yeah.
Anne-Marie Conroy after you. It's sad, actually. But anyway, we won't... That's all we're here for, the Victoria Cup. And it's actually, because I've got Woodlands on, it's also the Seaside Victorian Derby week. Firstly, these sort of weeks, the build-up, it's great for harness racing, isn't it? The big build-ups for these big nights.
Yeah, you know, actually, I didn't have a runner last Saturday night, and just sitting back watching the Derby heats, the Oak heats, and then you see all these good horses come together. We saw the couple of exciting colts at Bendigo, Nathan's colt and Emma's too. It's a pretty exciting time. And then you got the older horses, the trot, I got everything. And it's just a great meeting.
It is a great meeting. You say about Bendigo, last year it was run at Bendigo, and you're fortunate enough to come out on top with Max Delight. I think people have forgotten about him last year. He didn't have the greatest of runs last year either, but tricky draw makes it a bit hard. But firstly, how is he?
Yeah, no, I reckon he's super at the moment. I'm really happy with his... he's had a really good prep. If he would have drawn a little bit better, I would have given him a really good chance. And you never know. I said to Andy, I think, with Caribbean Blast, he was... give him a walk there. He had 13 on him, and I said that's my lucky number, and he ended up winning. But it was actually 13 is my lucky number. So, they can win from there. It's just going to be tough. You know, such a good field. A lot of horses drawn in close that, are flyings. But, he's in it, and I don't think I can get him much better.
What does he need? I mean, he's got a devastating turn of foot at the end of it. Does he need a solid tempo, or does he just need to be in that right... The tempo doesn't matter as long as he's in close enough at the end of the race.
Yeah, but, he can follow real... he can... when he won the Derby, they rated 51 for the mile and a half, and he followed that really good. I thought his Kilmot Cup run was really good. He sort of brought Honolulu Bay into the race, and he only sort of beat him a metre. And he's one of... he's probably... looks the horse to beat from the draw. So he's not that far away from the good ones. He just needs, a few of them to do too much work early, and he'll be definitely running home.
That's probably the hardest part, because a lot of those horses get that devastating turn of foot if they're all in the right spot. But if they do too much early or too much late, mid-race, that's when you come into it.
Yeah, well, sectionally, you can't get into it. And all those, it's a great field, and everyone can get home, very quick halves. And if you're back there... but if they go that middle half, we saw when he ran second, they went a quick second quarter and that quick first bit, quick second bit, and he ran home from second last and ran second in the Gamelite. That was only like two starts back.
We've got your trophy cabinet behind you. A race like the Victoria Cup, where does it stack up? You've achieved an enormous amount in our industry. Where does winning the Victoria Cup stack up?
Oh, I know. It's one of those races. When I first came down here, I had probably two runners maybe before I came to Melbourne, like 20-something years ago. Ultra Jet ran fifth to Choken. I just can't remember the other runner I had. But it was one of those races that really takes a special horse. You see all those really good horses winning it, And I think someday I'll have one good enough, and we've won it three times. So it's just one of those special races. Those big four, your In Dominion, Miracle Mile, Hunter Cup, and Vic Cup. They're the big four, and I've won everything bar the Hunter Cup. I've had a couple of seconds, but they're like, you got to beat the best horses. There's never been a bad one. And then the fields are always super, and this is going to be the same Saturday night. It's just a really, really good field. Yeah.
Did Lenny win it the other two times?
Yeah, Lenny won two, and Max Delight last week.
I don't know officially, but I think Lenny's coming back. Is he coming back for the Victoria Cup, or was it the Hunter Cup? I seen him, and I know they were getting him ready to lead the field out.
Yeah, I got the drive. Yeah, so I'm leading. I'm driving him. He's coming down. Jake Stockton's bringing him down, and then he's having a sleep over here on Sunday, and Jake's taking him home Sunday morning. So it'd be exciting to see him again.
Romance. That's what it's about. I didn't know you were driving him. I knew he was coming back, which I was excited about. And I think Jake and the whole farm there at Wingate, they're over the moon about it too. That's enormous, and I would imagine you're going to be pretty chuffed as you go back in his old box.
Yeah, for sure. And I said to Colin, we better go up and buy him. He used to love Anzac biscuits, so they'll be on the shopping list this week. So if he doesn't remember me, he'll remember the Anzac biscuits, I reckon. Yeah,
he'll remember me. He'll remember you. That's for sure. Do you look back at those things like fondly, and little things like this just sort of bring back good memories?
Oh, no, for sure. You know, but you just realise what kind of horse you need to win these races. You know, I've had a lot of runners in, you know, the Vic Cup and a lot of big races, but until Lenny, Hector, JJ came along, I didn't realise that, and Max Delight, that you know, it's just that little bit, that higher level, that they're, you know, they've got to be just. That's why they're probably champions, you know. So it just makes you realise that, you know, you think you might have one good enough. You get in the field, but, you know, it's just those special horses that usually win them.
And then you watch Barrier Doors, unfortunately, and you see Barrier 13 come up, but yeah. That's okay. If you've got Italian in you, it's a lucky number in Italy, that's for sure, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, no, well, see, when I went to Harold Park when I first started driving, everyone had lockers and no one wanted 13. And so I took 13 when I first started driving there, and had it to the day I took that driving room down, and that's what Darren Binskin said. He said you always drive on the back of the devil with Barrier 13, locker 13. But that's if I played any sport, touch footy or anything like that, I always played 13.
Darren Binskin, he's always got something to say, hasn't he?
He is the man. He is the greatest man.
I'm doing a podcast with him at some stage. He's promised me one, but then when I turned around and said that, there was a few other wise men at Menangle, and they said, be careful with that one.
Yeah, no, he's the great man. If it's not Darren Binskin on the phone, it's the great man.
you've cut back numbers recently. You got one more runner on Saturday night, but you're happy with how the stable is and getting out of bed and working on in these beautiful spring days?
Yeah, we're very slow over winter, mainly because, you know, I was recovering. We lost a few nice horses along the way, but we're really happy with our numbers, and we're really enjoying it. And we've got a few racing tonight. We trialled 8 last Thursday, so I've got a few more racing, and we're only working 15, so it's just a really nice number.
You've got Joshy getting back in the cart tonight.
Yeah, no, he's having a drive. He's been doing a little bit of work with the youth, youth work on the weekend, so he hasn't been driving, but he's back driving. It's just a shame I can't get him of a Saturday night now.
It is a shame. It's one of my greatest photos, actually, talk about it. But Joshy, he won on my daughter's horse, and there's a great photo at our place of Josh, myself, and Holly. And, even Holly still loves it, so it's good to see him back. And even if it's not full-time, it's still good to see him back driving, and good to see you back going, mate. Yeah. Good luck Saturday night. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining me and having a little chat. People will say you should have spoke for longer, but it's all good. We'll catch up with that long chat one day.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, mate.